Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. We now continue our look back at Lake Effect Offsite Halloween Edition, hosted by Joy Powers. These conversations were recorded last Tuesday on Facebook Live.
With a pandemic impacting what would have been a season of new thrilling releases, this month is a great time to set up a marathon at home to revisit your favorite films or watch something new. From the classics like Hocus Pocus, The Exorcist, or the Scream franchise, there are plenty of movies available to stream while you celebrate Halloween this year safely at home. Our next guest is well known to Lake Effect listeners and really anyone who's interested in films here in Milwaukee. Ryan Jay is a film critic who is a nationally syndicated film critic and resident reviewer on TMJ4's The Morning Blend. He's also, of course, one of our film contributors here on Lake Effect. Ryan Jay, thank you so much, as always, for joining us on the show.
Hey, Joy. Thank you for including me today.
So, in your opinion, what are the different elements that make for a really good Halloween film?
Well, I think that there are three things we're looking at here that really create a great Halloween movie. The first would be a movie that's actually about Halloween, where Halloween is part of the story in the film. The second thing would be horror movies. You know, they're sort of ones that we like to watch this time of season, the spooky season, as we're referring to it now. And then also, I would say the last would be movies that have spawned perennial Halloween costumes. So we always see lots of Harry Potters and characters from that franchise. We see costumes from The Wizard of Oz, a lot of superheroes, Disney princesses walking around. So I think those kinds of movies that spawn those characters can also be great at Halloween time.
Oh, for sure. I think everyone loves revisiting the Harry Potter franchise. I know that I do, especially when we get into the holiday season, since they have so many different spooky things, but then also Christmas scenes and all of that lovely celebration. So as we're looking at some great examples of, I guess what you'd consider quintessentially Halloween films, what are some of your favorites that people can stream?
Well, as I was thinking about chatting with you today, I was considering which one maybe scares me the most or scared me the most as a kid. And we have to, you know, we couldn't talk about great Halloween movies without talking about the Halloween franchise, starting with, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis. But Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, is the one that terrifies me the most. To this day, I remember seeing parts of it as a kid and thinking it was really scary. And usually by the time you rewatch them as adult, they don't scare you as much. But I checked parts of it out again recently, and I have to tell you, it is just as disturbing to me today. So Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, 1982, you know, all the kids wanted those silver shamrock masks. They'd put them on and it would murder them. It was like serial killers for children, and these snakes and these bugs and these other creepy crawly things would crawl out. Like, I can barely stand to watch it today. So I'd say that's the first one.
What are some of the others that really pique your interest? That's not one that I'm familiar with, but it sounds terrifying.
It is. The movie that most recently really scared me was The Conjuring 2. In 2016, it was the film that gave me fear tears. So you know how we have happy tears and sad tears? This was the first time I ever found myself crying out of fear. I was so scared. What I love about The Conjuring 2, though, is it's a very well-balanced movie. It has music. It has some really, like actual soundtrack music. It has some really good monsters in different forms. There's three different monsters at work there. So it's a very well-balanced film and very effective. It's scary. That one really scared me. And then also, I'd say we can't have Halloween without a really great ghost story, a haunted house. And The Others from 2001 is really the classic one to me. It's the year that Nicole Kidman also made Moulin Rouge, so one of her best years in her career. And she shines in this film as the mother of two children who are can't be, you know, seen around the light, and the house seems to be haunted. And it's kind of like The Sixth Sense for those of you who enjoyed that, the twist in the M. Night Shyamalan classic. The Others is a really great haunted house film.
I personally love those kinds of haunted films that maybe don't focus so much on gore, but are definitely like psychologically thrilling and psychologically scary, which it sounds like that would be.
Absolutely. It's a real thriller, and it's atmospheric, and it's eerie, and it puts you in a mood, and there's a tone to it that really keeps you interested. So it's a classic.
Now, if you're watching with kids, there's a good chance that you're not going to want to show them something too scary, especially as so many kids are at home all the time now. I'm guessing you won't want them waking you up in the middle of the night going, I'm pretty sure that there's someone in my closet.
It's true. And I think Halloween movies can be really fun, too. So if we look at Hocus Pocus, which is probably the definitive Halloween film of all time, it's become such a cult classic. It's become something that has just grown in popularity over the years. It's from 1993. The Sanderson sisters are now iconic. Kathy and Jimmy, Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker as these three, set in Salem, these three witches. And they actually are doing a reunion special October 30th called In Search of the Sanderson Sisters. It's $10, which goes to a charity. I actually bought a ticket because I want to watch it because I love these. And they all want to do a sequel. So that's something that might come. But Hocus Pocus, you know it, you love it. It's a great one for families. I would say also good for families is, of course, The Nightmare Before Christmas. A musical, it's Disney, it's so much fun. You can watch it over and over again. It's produced by Tim Burton. And also in 1993, coincidentally, the same year as Hocus Pocus. What a great year, right? Jack Skellington. And what I love to do is I watch this movie at Halloween time, even though I really think you can have the debate between, is it a Christmas movie? Is it a Halloween movie? Because it covers both. But I think in its heart, it's about the meaning of Christmas. And Christmas has to always trump Halloween, let's be honest. So technically, I'd say it's a Christmas movie. But I still choose to watch it at Halloween time. And it's fair at either time of year, or maybe any time of year, right?
I myself am a huge fan of claymation. So I think anytime you can fit in a film with claymation, it's a good time.
For sure, for sure.
All right. Are there any other happier Halloween films for families that you might suggest?
Absolutely. I was actually talking with Audrey Nowakowski about this. We're real good friends. She's also a film critic. And we were talking about Little Shop of Horrors because it has all those great characters. It's like, it has horror in the title. It's not really a horror film, but it's creepy and it's fun for the family. It's a musical. And actually, not many people realize that the songs in this show, and it came from Broadway. It was off Broadway in the movie. It's been on Broadway. The songs were written by Alan Menken and Howard Ashman. The whole script was by Howard Ashman, too. They did all the songs for The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin. So, you know, you've got magic when you're dealing with that kind of caliber of song, right?
Indeed, you do. And I was surprised to find out that in some ways, Little Shop of Horrors is a remake. I happen to be, speaking of streamable films, I happen to be going through, I think it was Amazon, and there was a Little Shop of Horrors. It was this old B film, and it was fascinating to see how these characters were first created and how they really developed from that point.
You're right. And actually, there's right now on Disney Plus, for any subscribers of that, there is a really great documentary called Howard about the life of Howard Ashman, who wrote all those great songs from these classic movies. And it talks about what his inspiration was back in New York in the day prior to ever working for Disney, how he was exposed to that Little Shop of Horrors story and that film and how it inspired this version.
Nice. So speaking of remakes, it seems like it is part of the Halloween tradition to do both these kinds of sequel films that add on to the stories, but also remakes of original stories that we all love. So when it comes to these streamable films that are remakes, what are some of your favorites?
I love Roald Dahl, you know, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and The Witches. And The Witches is a classic film from 1990 with Angelica Houston, but we're getting a brand new version that's coming out this week, actually, this Thursday on HBO Max, directed by my favorite director, Robert Zemeckis, who did Forrest Gump. He did Death Becomes Her, Contact, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, all the Back to the Future movies. I mean, he's just the best. I've interviewed him a bunch of times. He's so cool. But he's now put his spin on The Witches. Again, if you've got HBO Max, it's a reason to get it. It's coming out this Thursday, starring Anne Hathaway and Stanley Tucci and Oscar winner Octavia Spencer. This is I'm sure it's going to be a great remake. I just love anything Robert Zemeckis does.
Nice. What are some of the other remakes that you think have been really successful?
Well, one more that's coming up before we talk about a really successful one after this one is The Kraft Legacy. The Kraft Legacy opens Wednesday, October 28th, and it's going to be streaming also. And this is based on a movie that I absolutely love. One of my favorites is The Craft, you know, with Fairuza Balk and Neve Campbell. So The Craft Legacy is a reboot to that that movie, but also it's a kind of a remake or a sequel. So I think that we have potential here for more in the franchise. Again, The Craft was a movie that was sort of ahead of its time and wasn't that big of a box office hit, but has really become a very successful cult classic. So The Craft Legacy is one to look out for also.
So what are some of those other films?
Oh, so It, you know, It, I mean, It was huge, right? I mean, it based on the Stephen King novel and then the TV series, and then it was remade into this very successful film franchise. So It and It Chapter Two. And I just love how it did so well. It made over $320 million in the U.S. alone. It was made for only $35 million worldwide. It made, get this, $666 million, kind of a Halloween number there. And the clowns, a lot of people find clowns very scary. I don't, but I certainly find the clown in It scary. So it's a fun one to watch this time of year also.
I just happened to watch, I believe it was Pet Sematary, and I think that was also a remake, the new version of Pet Sematary.
Absolutely.
Those Stephen King films, they always start and they're always so benign, and then you get absorbed into the plot and you go, oh no.
Yeah. He has a very dark mind. Thankfully so, right?
Thankfully, especially this time of year. Mm-hmm. So as we're looking toward new releases, of course, so many things have been put on hold. We know that there were a bunch of films that were scheduled to go up that had to stop. But there are some things that are coming online. And of course, there's so many classics to enjoy that are on streaming websites. So for you personally, what are you looking forward to watching this year?
Well, for me, I actually like to be scared, and I like horror as a genre. And I feel like I ask very little of movies when I go to see a horror film, and that's just to be scared. And so many of them don't scare me, but you can count on some to always scare you. And that's like The Exorcist, you know? So if I really want to be scared and have trouble falling asleep at night, I'll put that movie on. I think that's really fun. Movies that I'm looking forward to that were going to be released this year that were pushed back are like The Candyman. I can't wait to see it. And that's a remake. And also The Conjuring 3 is coming out. You just heard me talk about how much I love The Conjuring 2. So I can't wait for that one. And there's a new Halloween sequel that Jamie Lee Curtis has coming out. A Quiet Place 2 was supposed to be coming out in March, just as theaters were closing down for the pandemic. So we have a lot of really great movies to look forward to.
I'm excited about that Candyman. I have a friend who's actually in it. It's like, it's maybe her breakout role.
No way.
Yes. So, stay
is
tuned.
She from here?
She is from Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, which is where I am from. Her name is Heidi Angerman. She was one of my mom's students. So very excited to see Candyman. Also, of course, it's being directed by Jordan Peele, and mm-hmm. Who doesn't love his work?
Oh, he's brilliant.
Well, Ryan J., thank you so much for sharing these films with us, as always.
Thank you, too. It was great chatting with you, Joy. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Ryan J. is a nationally syndicated film critic and resident reviewer on TMJ4's The Morning Blend and Saturday News. He's also, of course, one of our regular film contributors, and you can find many of his interviews with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski at our website, WUWM.com.
That was just a taste of our event, Lake Effect Offsite Halloween Edition. The event also featured a Halloween-themed drink mixing demo from one of the bartenders at Brian's Cocktail Lounge and a performance from Milwaukee's own Sista Strings. You can rewatch the full show at WUWM.com.